There are currently 31 former Wisconsin Badger football players on NFL rosters, including the Watt brothers, Russell Wilson, and running back James White, who just was fitted for a Super Bowl ring with the Patriots. Fullback Alec Ingold is hoping to join them this year. Hello, everyone. How's it going? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect anytime for more information at WWIB.com. Alec Ingold, the 6'2", 246-pound kid from Bayport High School, scored 7 touchdowns for Wisconsin this year. He was a red zone specialist with 6 of those TDs in the shadow of the goalposts. Alec Ingold is preparing for the draft in Nashville, where the draft is going to be held this year, and he joins me on Sports and Commentary. So I've heard, Alec, that you guys are wearing shorts down there. The temperatures have been in the 70s in Nashville. Well, not so up here. It's been bitter cold, 50 below wind chills during the day. A foot of snow here, half a foot there, more snow this week. Do you know how big a weather bullet you dodged down there, Alec?
Oh, 100%. You know, talking with the family, they're letting me know how bad it is up there basically every day. So I got to send them a picture at least once a day about the sun, just to remind them that it's there.
Yes, I'd like to see that thing, too. You've been at a training center in Nashville preparing yourself for the NFL Combine and Draft. Tell us about this place, will you?
Yeah, so I'm down here with about 40 other guys, all kind of chasing their dreams. We're working down here at Boost Fit Club. It's a nice place, just to get the guys going. 3 groups kind of get up around 6 a.m., kind of work out all day until right about now, right around 3, 3:30. By the time you finish up, rehabbing, ice tub, cold tub, get back ready for it the next day. So they got a lot of cool stuff for us because, you know, it's not just about trying to be the best athlete you can be, the biggest, fastest, strongest guy. They're really working on us just, you know, being better people. Once a week, we have a sports psychologist come in, talk to us about, you know, who we are as people and where we're going in life. And, you know, I think that helps a lot, just understanding that, you know, this draft process is crazy and, you know, it's very, very exciting and there's a lot of room to grow. But, you know, I'm not putting all my eggs in the athlete basket. So being able to just, you know, be down here with all these guys, you know, it's the best part of my day, waking up at 6 a.m. Can't wait to get into the gym with these guys and, you know, hate to leave right around 3:34 when everyone's going home. So it's just a fun, you know, grind, just working, you know, working out twice a day, just trying to get better.
Yeah. Now, fullback isn't as prominent a position as it once was in the pros. Where do you think you fit into an NFL roster?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a specialized situation where, you know, I'm working just to hopefully carve out a role on an offense where you can add a little wrinkle into their everyday game plan. So a lot of teams have it already. You know, 15, 16, 17 teams will have fullbacks where you got short yardage packages or just different ways to mess around with having big guys on the field, kind of trying to oversize the opponent. So there's always teams trying to find that edge and kind of figure out how to trick the other, you know, trick the defense as much as possible. So, you know, my job as a fullback is to be able to be athletic enough to line up in any position on the field and then add that size and create that mismatch for offenses.
Yeah, and Alec, wasn't a big goal of yours last season to sort of diversify your game at Wisconsin to make yourself more marketable as a pro?
100%. Yeah, I want to be able to catch the ball like a wide receiver, run the ball like a running back, and block like a lineman. You know, just be able to line up anywhere on the field, and you know, hopefully, you know, if I'm faster than, you know, some of the D linemen and bigger than some of the safeties and defensive backs, I think teams will give a look at me just because they can use me in a bunch of different ways and get creative with it. I think you see offenses nowadays just trying to be creative and playing, you know, good football players all over the field. So I'm just trying to be a good football player first and foremost, and then hopefully, you know, that translates into making a team better.
Yeah. Well, you played in the Senior Bowl, made a big splash with a crushing block on a Stanford player. The video went viral of that. What was that Senior Bowl experience like for you?
It was pretty cool. It is tough. You know, a lot of behind-the-scenes work all week going into that game, trying to learn an offense, meeting with all the teams you can, trying to get in front of as many scouts as you can, and then also trying to, you know, get some sleep in the middle of all that. It's definitely tough, but I think, you know, at Wisconsin, being familiar with hard practices and hard work, I think that set me up pretty well, just being able to go through that grind and kind of grow throughout the whole process. So you saw, you know, at the game I was able to have fun, just really put it all out there and just try and show people what I can do.
You sure did that. John Gruden was your coach. I heard he slapped a Raiders sticker on your helmet for a job well done, huh?
Yeah, I ended up with a few of them. I had three stickers by the end of the game, and I just wanted more and more. So just any chance, you know, I got out there to make a big play, make a big hit, you know, I was doing it. Coach Gruden, he made it fun for us out there. He really motivated us well, and he made us, you know, really motivated to just play good ball and have fun out there, and I think that's kind of what those stickers represented.
All right, Alec Engel, the Badger fullback on Sports and Commentary. Still a lot to talk about, including the Badger season, more on the combine and your potential as a pro football player. We want to explore your faith story, too, Alec, with you. So what do you say we get together again on Sports and Commentary, all right?
Awesome.
Good. We'll do that. Thank you. God bless you.